Dear brothers and sisters, I'm Brother Newman Lin from Berlin. Amen. I really treasure this time to come to Utrecht. I still cannot pronounce correctly. Huh? Okay. Actually, I visited Netherlands. This time is the fourth time. But the previous three times, I only visited Barrow. This is the only place in Netherlands I visited before. This time, I feel so honored to be invited here so that I can blend with you. Amen. I can meet with the saints, especially in Netherlands. And I also, amazed that, very surprised that the brother invited me to share on God ordained way. this is a practical topic, and this is not easy to share, but however, this is really necessary for our practice in the church life. So I feel it's so privileged to come here so that I can become, as I say, fellow learner of God ordained way. Amen. That we will all go on together. Amen. Amen. Until the church is built. Amen. The bride is ready. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. From yesterday until today, our main subject of this conference and training is on the vital groups. Amen. Why do we need the vital groups? Brother Lee always say that it is because today the church condition is below the normal condition of the church. Amen. We are under the normal level of the condition revealed in the Bible. This is why the Lord really needs a group of brothers and sisters. They are vitalized by the Lord. Amen. They are vital people. It means that they are living and they are active. Amen. To do what? They carry out God's ordained way. Amen. So that the Lord, through the vital group, can have the increase, can have the perfecting of the saints. Amen. Through all the functioning members, the body of Christ can be built up. So, brothers and sisters, you may ask me, what is the normal condition of the church revealed in the Bible? Then we must read. I would like to repeat these verses again. That is Acts chapter 2, verse 46. When the first church raised up in the Bible, that is in Acts chapter 2, the church in Jerusalem. When the church life began in Jerusalem, how did they practice their church life? You know, in the Bible, there's a principle. Always the first time revealed in the Bible becomes the standard in the Bible. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, this is the standard. Let us read together. Acts 2:46. And day by day, continue steadfastly with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, they partook of their food with exultation and simplicity of heart, praise God and having grace with all the people. And the Lord added together day by day those who were being saved. This is a normal level. This is a normal condition of the church revealed in the Bible. And these two verses showed us what is the standard of the church. Firstly, our church life should be day by day. How about our church life? Two times a week? 4 hours a week? Or 6 hours a week? But actually, you need to realize this kind of day by day church life is not by the organization. Right? If we organize so many church meetings, I don't think we can continue such a kind of church life. I believe they met day by day. It is kind of spontaneous, organically. They just like to meet together. Do you really like to meet every day? Or if you feel everyday church life is too busy for us, too tiresome for us, it shows that we are abnormal. If our church life condition is normal, No one will push you. No one will encourage you. Spontaneously, we will meet day by day.
Amen.
Today, come to my house. Today, go to your house. Tomorrow, we go to another saint's home. We just spontaneously. We like to meet together. Because every time when we meet together, we are enjoying the Lord.
Amen.
This is something organic. Yeah. This is something spontaneous. It is not by organized.
Amen.
Right? Many times we organize, okay, now the brother said we need to have group meeting. Let us organize a group meeting. Oh. It's very difficult. Brothers, it shows that if we need organize something, we are in the abnormal situation. Is it right? So we really need to be recovered. By what way? By the vital group way. Okay, and then it says, continue steadfastly. Praise the Lord. It's not easy. Many times in the church life, we begin to do something, carry out something. After 2 months, 3 months, of a little bit more time, few months, and then we stop. But however, they really enjoy. If this thing you really enjoy, you will continue steadfastly.
Amen.
Is it right? Do you really enjoy our church life?
Oh, Lord.
Do you really enjoy our coming together?
Amen.
They continue steadfastly with one accord. No opinion. Right? No preferences. They just come together in one accord.
Amen.
What did they do? In the temple. They break the breaking the bread from house to house. It's what I want to emphasize. Yesterday I read the footnote, footnote 3 from verse 46. From house to house, actually Brother Lee said, this means that every home should be the place for the meeting. Is your home open for the meeting? Brother and sister, our home, we are saved. Our home should be the place for the meeting.
Amen.
We should open our home.
Amen.
You know, from house to house. From this house to another house. Every house of the home is our meeting place. Yes, we do need to gather together. So they say, in met in temple. However, the brotherly say, meeting in home as a Christian way of meeting together is fitting to God's New Testament economy. Actually, this morning, the table meeting was so great, right? Wow, the spirit was so released. But if you pay attention clearly and count how many brothers and sisters pray in this meeting, maybe less than 1/4. Is it right? Just because the meeting so many people, it's hard, really hard. For everyone can function in a meeting. Even in the big meeting, many times some brother and sister, they desire to function, but maybe their voice is too small. And someone like our will is so loud. Yeah, I made the same mistake always because I'm a quick person. So I am very easily, pray, praise the Lord, always pray. But many times we neglect some younger ones or weaker ones. They also have desire to pray, to function, but they don't have the opportunity. But there is a way, fitting to God's New Testament economy.
Amen.
That is a meeting from house to house. Yeah, I didn't go to many homes. I know that not many homes are so big like this room, right? So many homes, maybe we can just have 10 people, right, or a little bit more. We can gather together. With small number of the people, there is an opportunity for everyone function.
Amen.
Even for the young people, even for the children, they also can function in such a kind of meeting in the homes. This is the way that Christians should meet according to God's New Testament economy. We would like to come to such a big meeting because someone will serve you. You don't need to do anything. You don't need to enjoy the Lord during the week. You're just sitting there. Someone will speak to you, nourish you, and someone will pray. But however, brother and sister, in the whole meeting, we may not have so much riches like a big meeting. But however, everyone can function in the homes. There is a kind of atmosphere allowing all the members feel free. They can function. They can call the him, right? Like always when we have joint table meeting, who will call the him? How about sisters? you must consider, oh, the brother will take care of that. I don't need. But in the homes, everyone can call the king. Is it right? Everyone can bring what they enjoy during the week. So this is God's ordained way. This is according to God's New Testament economy. Today, what God wants to recover is the meeting from house to house. Let me check with you. Is your home open? If your home is not open, how can we meet from house to house? Yes, you need to pay the price to open your home. Many times we open our home, some other family, their children came, they damage you something. And my children just complain, why you open the home? They damage my toy, they damage my something. But I told them, This is a grace. We can receive the same into our home. So this is a price we need to pay. I will buy new one for you. We will keep opening. Brother and sister, if we our home is not open, how can the Lord carry out such a meeting according to God's New Testament economy? Our home is not only for us. Our home is for the church.
Amen.
If we all can open the home, invite the saints. We have the meeting from house to house.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Bradley said, this is the basis for the church to get an increase and for the building up.
Amen.
It's really true. Many times, our friends, it's not easy to invite to this kind of meeting. But if you invite them to your home, it's much easier. Is it right? And also, in this meeting, not many saints can really function. But in the homes, everyone can function. This is really the way that the Lord can carry out his New Testament economy. So I really encourage you, brother and sister. I also heard that some of the localities still don't have group meeting. But I encourage you, not organize. You need to pray, Lord, and then begin to invite the saints. Meeting together. This week in my home, next week in your home, praise the Lord. May the Lord can continue to build up many meetings in the homes.
Amen.
And also, okay, here mention about they praising God and having grace with all the people. And the Lord added together day by day those who were being saved. If we are up to the normal condition of the church, there must be an issue. What is the issue? That is, you will have the increase. This increase is not just gained by our human effort. This increase is from the Lord. Here say, the Lord will add together those who were being saved.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I can testify. Many times we go out, you know, contact people. Like last year, in my locality, and we keep going out every week to the campus. Oh, I realized, German is really hard. Actually, I like to preach the gospel in Germany. Why? Because German people are very polite. Even they don't like it, they will still say, thank you, I don't need. They still say, thank you, danke, okay. They reject you in a polite way. I enjoy it. Because in Taiwan, it's not like this. So I like to, preach the gospel to German, but very, very few open. Yeah. So only in the first year, 2 years ago, I got two fruits from my contacting people. And after that, for the whole year, I get no one. But we keep going out. Yeah. And then, however, I can testify, last year, In our church life, we baptized 25 new ones. Wow. I cannot imagine where this fruit from. Yeah, you know, we have a brother, he moved to another house. In his house, a small swimming pool. And that swimming pool became our baptism pool in the church in Berlin. Almost everyone was baptized right there. Praise the Lord. Yes, we just keep going out. We keep laboring, right, in the vital groups. But praise the Lord will add together. I cannot say our church life up to the standard. But if we pursue in this way, and gradually, the blessing will come. We just like yesterday, we mentioned about James, right? That mentioned about 5:7, mentioned about the farmer. They just labor with endurance. Then one day, the later and the early rain will come. Amen. We just keep laboring. Don't ask the result. Just go, go, go. Amen. Even for the whole year, you get no one. But the Lord will add together with us those who are being saved. Amen. This is the Lord's work. This is not our work. Amen. Is it right? We just trust in the Lord. Keep laboring. That's all. Don't ask where the fruit from. The Lord will give us. Amen. We just keep going. You know, 3 weeks ago, I realized that, you know, we not only need to go to the campus to get people, young people, for sure. This is the first target we should labor on. Brother Lee also encouraged us to do that. When the saints migrated to Europe, the first thing is you move to the place close to the campus, contact the student, get the student. Yeah, this is our burden. But we also realize many students, after the graduation, you don't know where they will be. They may not stay in Berlin, in my locality. So at the same time, for the body, we need to get the student. For the locality, we need to preach the gospel in the community. Oh, when we come to talk about community gospel, everyone say, oh, difficult, very hard, impossible. I found out I went to many, many countries. And many the saints in that country always told me the same thing. My country is the most difficult place to preach the gospel. I went to Japan. They say Japanese was the most difficult people. Wherever I went, they told me the same thing. Yes, for sure. Everywhere is difficult. But brothers and sisters, we don't trust in, we don't rely on our own labor, yeah, our own gift, our own ability. Right. What we trust is when we meet together from house to house with exaltation, we are filled with the Spirit, we build up with one another, we become a vital group, then we faithfully going out every week. Hallelujah! Only 2 hours a week. It's very little time. But however, the Lord will add together those who are being saved with us. Amen. This is the Lord's word. We just have little cooperation with him. Praise the Lord. Amen. May the Lord encourage us. We all can be vitalized. And this is our burden. So we need to come to the Lord again and again. I just share with you, you know, sorry, I don't know, just follow the Spirit. I just confuse everything. Okay, and 2 years ago, I moved from Taiwan to Berlin. And then at that time, that was still in the time of the pandemic, but in the end of the pandemic, 2022. So the church life has been carried out always online. Everything was online. And all the gospel was stopped for 2 to 3 years. So when I moved there, so I just feel I'm very unsatisfied. But I didn't know what to do. And then eventually I said, okay, let me begin to learn German. Since I moved here, I must learn German. So in June, I began to learn German. I went to the school every day. 5 days a week, every day, 4 hours, intensive class, every day. But at the same time, the Lord burdened me. You should go out. go out to contact people. So then I fellowship with the local saints. No one responded. No, maybe because they were still afraid of the pandemic, spreading of the pandemic. So no one responded. They just told me that, oh, 3 years ago, we always did that. But I say, now almost come to the end of pandemic, let us go. And they say, okay, I don't blame them. It's normal. But the Lord keep burdening me. I don't know why. Every time when I come to the Lord just burdened me. I didn't have German. I don't have the language. And then I don't have companions. I don't have the saint to go with me. And then what should I do? Eventually, I found my best companion, my wife.
Hallelujah.
I say, hey, Lima, let's go. How about just we two? Let's go together. How about that? She's really my best companion. So she said, okay, let's go. So since 2022 in June, we went out just by ourselves. And we coordinate well. You know, I'm bold to give them the Bible. But she is good to ask them for contact information. Because if I ask for a brother, ask the contact information, many Germans, they will be afraid. But for a woman, a short woman, full of smile, it's very easy. So I give them the Bible, then he passed away, and then she asked for, can't you give me the contact information? And then we got contact information. This is why I got two fruits in that year. We coordinated very well. Hey, brothers and sisters, my testimony is just by going out with faith, we didn't know what would happen. We didn't know how the church will respond. But praise the Lord, while we going out, gradually the saints just began to catch up. So last year, we have four vital groups. Every week, we went out to preach the gospel. This is why I believe the Lord can give us this 25 new fruits in the church life. So from our church, I remember first year after we recovered the meeting in person, in the beginning, in June, we only have like 50 in person in the Lord's Day meeting. And we have like 20 to 30 online. So totally we have 70 to 80. So right now we always have 100 to 120 in person. And then we still have 10 online. So we have quite much increase, another new one, and many of them, they are German. They enter into the church life. I don't know how to get the German. You ask me, I don't have any skill. I confess that. But, brother and sister, as long as we practice according to God's ordained way, we come back to the normal condition of the church. And such a condition will allow the Lord to bless his church with increase, with many fruits. Without the fruit, there's no need for nourishment. Without the new fruit, there's no need for perfecting. Without the new material, how can we build up his church? This is why the first thing we need to do after we got vitalized, we need to go. Amen. Contact people so that through our contacting, the Lord will have the way to send his early and late rain.
Amen.
That is his blessing, and he will bless his church. Amen. Amen. Okay, I still need to come back to the outline, it's easier. Okay, but however, to enter into this burden concerning vital groups, I know many of you enter into the church life after 1997, right? I think many of you heard the term, but you never read Brother Lee's message concerning the vital groups. So there are three series of the vital group message. The first is the fellowship of the urgent need of the vital group. The second is the training and the practice of the vital group. The third is just the vital groups. So I really recommend you, brother and sister, to read that message by message. You know, one day when I was in Russia serving there, my companion, one of the leading brothers in Austin, in Texas. One day, he told me, he was reading Watchman Nee's message, And he experienced an explosion of the spiritual explosion. He said, wow. Oh, I say, wow, I like to experience the same spiritual explosion in me. Which book recommend me to read? So brothers and sisters, I recommend you to read Vital Group, three series of message. Why? Every time, I read many times of this message. I'm still reading. Why? Because every time when I was reading these messages, I was just like going through the x-ray. I was fully exposed. But it is a blessing that we can be exposed to know our real condition so that we can be healed by the Lord and we can continue to go on so that the Lord, through us, he can recover what he wants to recover. You know, this time I went back, have a break time. I went back to Taiwan, also joined Chinese speaking conference. I have a time to go to the hospital to do a kind of the health check, a very detailed health check. And after that, fortunately, I didn't have much problem. But I found out I have a problem of osteoporosis. Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce it right. It means the quality of my bone is not really solid, you know. I'm losing calcium, something like this. After 2 years of being in Germany, and I suddenly have this kind of problem. But he said, good, after I know that, now you know, every day, even now, I carry calcium D3 with me every day. I took one. Brother says, if I did not know my need, I will not be serious to take care of my health condition. Also, if we did not know our real spiritual condition, you will not take care of that. This is why we are always indifferent. It's okay. We are self-satisfied with our Christian life and church life. But brother and sister, read more ministry book. Yeah. You will go through the x-ray. And the Lord will enlighten us. No, not by anyone teaching you. You know, as long as you enter into the ministry, you will be fully enlightened. And then you will realize your need. And you will become desperate. Yes, now I am quite desperate. Why? Because especially in winter time in Berlin, it was so dark and then always raining, not much sunshine. So whenever I saw the sunshine, what should I do? I went out to have some bath. Why I'm so desperate? Because I know my knee. Yeah. Do you understand me? Yeah. Brother and sister, do you know your knee? Do you really know your spiritual condition? We need to go through x-ray. Sometimes I check with our coworkers in Taiwan. Why don't you go to have the health check? I said, no, I don't want to go. You know why people don't want to go? They are afraid. Something be exposed. But the more we are afraid, the more we hide ourselves, the more we have no way and no opportunity to be healed, to be recovered. May the Lord give us some mercy. I feel my word is so short. I really fully cannot fully convey what Brother Lee can convey. So this is why I really recommend you to go back to these books. Yeah. Read every message. Even one message, you will be touched. Yeah. You will be enlightened, and you will be healed. Right. Okay. Now we come to this message 17. You have the outline here. Okay. We come to the start of the vital groups. How about brothers, let us read point A.
The vital groups cannot be formed by organization.
Yesterday we mentioned about the vital group cannot be formed by organization. The vital group should be initiated by the Lord.
Amen.
So brother and sister, don't listen to this message and after that you go back and say, sis! Let us do it! Many times, this is just by organization. It cannot last long. Okay, we need to first thing, that is, we need to go to the Lord.
Amen.
to touch the Lord. So yesterday we have this practice. After the message, we took 10 minutes for everyone go to a place, and then you can pray before the Lord. Pray according to what you were touched by the speaking of the Lord. And then by praying, I believe the Lord will operate in us. Then through his operation, then we follow him, his anointing, then the Lord will do something among us. Point B, sister, can we read together? Amen. Okay, the vital group can come into being only by a saint who is desperate and absolute for the increase of the Lord's recovery. Brother and sister, are we desperate? I saw many families, young family, because they don't have child. They were so desperate. They went to the doctor. They find many ways in order that they can have child. But how about the church life? If we don't have fruit, are you desperate? Right? Well, it's okay. We are still have 15. We can keep going on. But brother and sister, if we are not desperate, we may just become like many denominations. You know, sometimes we heard some locality, they bought their meeting hall of brethren. You know, many brethren meeting hall was purchased by our church. But brother and sister, why? Why we purchased? We can buy their meeting hall. They sold their meeting hall. It is because no increase. And then eventually, nobody there, so they need to sell their meeting hall. But how about us? Especially in Europe, this is quite urgent, I will say, quite desperate. And I studied some statistics from Christianity. I don't know whether or not this statistic is right. Oh, I don't know. But one of the statistics mentioned about Netherlands. In the beginning of 20th century, in Netherlands, over 90% of population were Christian. In the beginning of 20th century. But right now, how many percent? 51, if I remember correctly. I don't know, is it right or not? But I believe there's a decline. Absolutely. I think that the reason is, of course, that the thought of liberty of many, many things. But however, it also shows that there's a problem among Christians, among all the believers. The way we carry out today, we cannot keep people. Right. Netherlands is a very famous country of Christianity. So many, many missionaries were sent before. But however, today, our situation shows that we are really abnormal. Is it right? Germany the same. I checked the statistics. 2001, 68% of population in Germany were Christian. But today, how many? Also 50. So it also shows that every place, especially in Europe, right now the population of Christian in the world is not decreasing, a little increase, because a lot of believers were again in Asia and in Africa. But a lot of number of the number of the Christian in Europe is decreasing and decreasing. So it shows that if we are not desperate right now, brothers and sisters, sooner or later, even our testimony will not exist. So we really owe the Lord. This is our responsibility. Yes, the before the Lord coming back, the age will become much, much more darkened. It will become much more difficult. But however, we need to trust in the Lord. Brother Lee did say, before Antichrist appear, the Lord's recovery will take root in Europe.
Hallelujah.
This is why I came here. Why I need to come here to study German. So difficult for me. 30 years ago to study Russia is okay. But now, 60 years old to study German, not easy, but I'm still struggling. But brother and sister, I do feel we really need to bear this responsibility. We need to be desperate, at least for your locality. Do you have fruits? Do you have increase? If we don't have the material, how we build together? How can we build that the Lord's testimony? Even, I tell you honestly, one of the oldest church in Germany, now they stopped meeting anymore. They were all German, but they were elderly saints. Now they couldn't meet together, so now there was no meeting at all, although there was still a name there. But however, brother and sister, this is a tragedy. It is our condition. So if we are not desperate to gain people, we have a lot of excuses. Oh, it's hard. Oh, I have a lot of job. I'm busy. Yeah, everybody is busy. Even Brother Lee said, baker is busy.
Yeah.
Asking for food. He's busy to do that. But however, we are busy for God's economy.
Amen.
We are much more meaningful. Yeah. May the Lord strengthen us.
Amen.
Enlighten us. Amen. Make us a desperate person.
Yeah.
You don't need to depend on your ability. There's no, you know, just like when I considered 2 years ago to go out, I did not have the language, and I did not have the skill in contacting especially German people. I have nothing. I only have my wife to go with me. That's all. But we went. Praise the Lord. The Lord can use it. I have only 5 loaves, 2 fishes. But if I can offer to the Lord, through his blessing, he will gain the increase. Of course, and it doesn't mean that all the increase is through me, but brother and sister, through our being desperate. May the Lord make us desperate. Point C, brothers. Amen. 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 You know, I share with you my testimony. Today I want to share, Brother Lee always say, his testimony, right? When he still was in the brethren for 7 years, one day the Lord enlightened him. It's very crucial. So he saw his deadness. He knew so much in the Bible. But the Lord checked with him, how about your spiritual condition? You were so dead. So after the Lord enlightened him, every day he testified, he went to a hill beside his house. He went there to have long time prayer. He prayed and confessed. You know what happened? After his this kind of practice, one day the Lord sent Watchman Nee to his hometown. So they began to meet together and became a companion. Brother Lee was brought into the Lord's recovery. And the Lord sent another brother with him. Eventually, they began the church life in his hometown. So, brother and sister, what we really need to do to become desperate, we need to really go to the Lord first and pray. Contact the Lord. Follow the Lord's leading. You can ask the Lord. Just like yesterday I testified when I was in Moscow. I had burden for vital groups. I just shout to the Lord, Lord, who is my companion? And the Lord always point to someone which I don't like. Is it right?
Yes.
But this is my real companion.
Amen.
Don't choose companion according to your preferences.
Yes.
Brothers, it's so easy in the church life. I like to go this house. I don't like to go that house. Many times the preferences divide the church life. May the Lord give us grace. Just follow his leading. Go to him and then contact him. The Lord will lead you to the one who has the same burden with you. Then we can build that together, fellowship together, and then go out together to be the vital groups.
Amen.
So the Lord can really gain his increase in our locality.
Amen.
Point D, sisters, they should definitely and absolutely fulfill the first four basic requirements. Point one, intimate and thorough fellowship that they may be blended together. Point two, thorough confession of sin, transgression, defect, wrongdoing, etc. Point three, through of themselves and all that they have to do. Four, praying unceasingly that they may be brought into the infilling and outpouring of the
essential and economical spirit.
Amen. So when you read these 4 points, many times I was, a little bit hindered by this word, intimate and thorough. Thorough confession, thorough consecration, unceasingly. What does it mean? Every time I read this thorough, I check myself. Am I thorough enough? No way. I can't really hardly to have a thorough confession, thorough consecration, pray unceasingly. I check myself. And Brother Lee really encouraged us. He said, to start the vital group, yes, this is what we need. I hope we will emphasize on fellowship, confession, consecration, and prayer. Did you pray? Yeah, for sure, you pray. Have you consecrated? Yeah, sometimes, right? Right? Have you had confession? Sure, right? Have you had fellowship with the Lord? Sometimes. And the brother say, yes, you started already. Believe me, it's a matter of degree. When I was in town, before I came to Germany, how I started learning German? I started from A1, zero, because I never learned German before. But after I came to Germany, and then I want to start to study again, I don't need to start from A1. I should start from A2. last year, I started from B1. Brothers and sisters, this is a matter of degree. Praise the Lord. If you start from beginning, amen, from beginning. You have more experience. Just start from where you are. Amen. Continue to go on. These four things is what we really need, right? We need to fellowship with the Lord. Always in our fellowship, the Lord will enlighten us. And we will what? We will confess, repent. Then through the confession, we will be touched by the Lord's love. And we will spontaneously to consecrate ourselves to the Lord. And then what? And then we will pray unceasingly, follow to be filled inwardly and filled outwardly. Amen. Amen. Okay, point E, let us read together.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Point one, always taking care of two or three persons. Two, not expecting to have great results, by setting a definite goal with a strong determination to gain at least one remaining fruit yearly. Point three, with inexhaustible patience, intercession, and continuous labor. You know, one time I was so touched by one of the leading co-workers in Taiwan, Brother Lin Hong. And he told me how he recovered his practice of God-ordained way. Because one day the Lord enlightened him. You have so many services. You were so busy and occupied with all the aspects of the church life. But the Lord checked with him just one thing. In these 10 years, do you bear any fruit? Do you bear any fruit? He confessed, no. Brothers and sisters, we need to check ourselves. I have the same experience. Since after I graduated from the university, went to the training, I began to serve full time. Right. In the beginning stage, because the Brother Lee sent us to the villages, preach the gospel. Every day, we were doing only one thing. Preaching the gospel, nourishing new people. So every year, we get many fruits. And all my little village, every year, at least we have 50% of increase. Every year. And how I went to Russia, the same. Because we were just doing little things. But after I have been serving for more and more, I have more responsibility, perfecting meeting, coordination meeting, all kind of meeting. I check myself in this year, did I bear any fruit? None. Brother and sister, it shows that we are in an abnormal condition. If we really labor in the church, our labor should produce the fruits. It shows that we are abnormal. We need to pay attention. This is why he testified. You know, we know that the co-worker really travel a lot. A lot of places has need. We have 7 feasts, right? So, but every time after he came back, he just landed, and this is the time for his going out with the saint. He just went to keep every week go out to preach the gospel. He really become the pattern. I didn't check with him, did you bear fruit every year? There's no need to check that. As long as we faithfully going out, the Lord will give us fruit. Amen. Believe me, it's true. And then even if you, Brother Lee say, if 2 or 3 years you keep going out every week and you didn't bear any fruit, you are overcomers. Yes, it's true. Why? Paul, he said in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, I think verse 27 or 26, he said he did everything for the sake of the gospel so that he will become a fellow partaker of the gospel. What does he mean? When he preached the gospel to someone, he received the gospel. He enjoyed the gospel. But the one, Paul, he preached the gospel to him. He was the fellow partaker of the gospel. Amen. He also enjoyed the gospel. Amen. Brother and sister, do you have the same experience? So many times we went out, we get nothing. But we are saved. We receive God's salvation first.
Amen.
One day, one brother went out to preach the gospel. When he came back, his wife said, did you save someone? He said, yes, one. Who? Me. I got saved. Hallelujah. It is really our experience. Many times before I went out, I struggled. I was weak. I was dead. But after going out, I become living and active. Because the Lord flow in. So that I just become vitalized. So, brother and sister, it is not how much fruit we can get. We just faithfully follow the Lord.
Amen.
And especially we need to pray. Yeah. Brother and sister, pray for what? Lord, give me one fruit a year.
Amen.
I can testify, many times I pray for that. And then the Lord really answered my prayer. Let me read a verse. Yes, actually, yesterday, the brother, he mentioned about John 15, right? Yeah, there's a kind of prayer, very good. In John 15. This verse say, Okay, verse 7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will and it shall be done for you. Okay, we like this verse. Ask, right? And then the Lord, the Father will should be done for us. But the next verse say, in this is my Father glorified. Why the Father answer your prayer? Because in this he will be glorified that you bear much fruit. What kind of prayer we should ask the Father? For fruit. And this kind of prayer surely will be answered by the Lord. Because this kind of prayer is for bearing fruit, that is for the glorification of the fathers. You know, one time, in one of the localities where I serve, the brother say, every elder, we have 40, and then 40 brothers coordinate together. They say, every elder need to take up 2 young adults. So we need to go to the Lord and pray. In my district is a has a lot of students, and many students after graduation, they still stay in our church life because they want to continue in church life in the same place. So we have many young adults, at least young adults, and many of them, they went to the full-time training, so finished training. So it's very easy for me to pick up two brothers, finish the training, burden, leaving, to take off them so easy. Do you understand me?
Yeah.
But the Lord said, no, don't take care of them. You should take care of another two. So when, the more I pray, the Lord point me out two husbands. What does it mean? It means that the wife are all saved.
Yeah.
One got recovered. The other one just got saved. Yeah. But their husband are not saved yet at that time. So the Lord say, took care of that two husbands. They are not brothers yet. I said, what? That's so difficult. They were not believers. So what should I do? So after much prayer, praise the Lord, I have a best wife. We coordinate together. So she contacted the wife and asked them, can we visit you and your husband? And then we went. And gradually, after several months, we labored together. And every week, I went to their home to have home meeting with them, read the Bible with them. Praise the Lord. These two husbands, after 6 to 8 months, they all got baptized.
Hallelujah.
Today, not only they are in the church life, they also bear some responsibility in the districts. So brother and sister, not so easy. And then the Lord burdened me for another one. Oh, that is more difficult. They are the saints, but they start the meeting. They grow up in the church life. It's more difficult. But however, through visitation, and then they great recover their church life. So brother and sister, as long as we pray, you pray to the Lord. Lord, I want to bear fruit for you. You know, the more you pray, the Lord will show you whom do you need to contact. And then you follow the Lord. Continue to pray. Lord, how should I contact him? How should I what do I need to read with him? So gradually, I think the Lord will lead you. And the Lord will help you and give you this fruit. So this is my testimony. I hope we will be encouraged. Amen. So always have two or three under your care. Amen. Pray to the Lord. Lord, every year, give me one fruit.
Amen.
Amen. How about we all have this kind of prayer before the Lord?
Yeah.
Lastly, I just show you, after we preach the gospel, bear fruit, how our fruit should remain. The vital group should continue to shepherd them through the home meetings. So I would like to show you some slides. So, you know, sometimes we gain some people, and right away, we try to bring them to the meeting, big meeting. Is it right? Is this our practice? But many times when a new one come to the district meeting, Lord's Day meeting, they always say, after the meeting, they say, oh, I have a headache. You know why they have the headache? It's not because of the pollen allergy. It's not because of the flu. It is because you shout so loudly. They didn't know why we say, Amen, Amen, Amen. Why one verse we need to repeat so many times, right? They were really not prepared and be ready. Can you help me to go down? Yeah, to touch that, to control. So the best way, of course, we go out to contact people. It's the best way to gain people. After we gain people, how the people can remain? Brother Lee say, the way is by our home meeting. Okay, door knocking being to make a profit, and home meeting being to give a people food. The record in the Bible is wonderful. 2,000 years ago, the Lord taught his disciples the thing that we need to pay attention today. We need to knock on door. Knock on door means go to contact people. Not necessary. You go to the people where people are. It is knocking on door. Just contact people. And then he say, we need to knock on door and we need to have home meetings. The purpose of door knocking is to make a profit. One day the Lord will check with you. Are you the good slave or slothful slave? We need to make profit for the Lord. How to make the profit for the Lord? You need to have fruit. Yeah. How to have fruit? Door knocking. Contact people. But if we get many sons of peace, we make a profit. The Lord condemns the evil and the slothful slave in Matthew 25 because he did not make any profit. So our fruit is the profit we produce for the Lord. So we always need to check ourselves. Yes, you are busy in the church life. Did you make profit for the Lord? Okay, next one. Furthermore, we must care for the sons of peace who are gained through door knocking. Therefore, the Lord said, who then is the faithful and prudent slave, whom the master has set over the household to give them food at the proper time? So we can faithfully give food at the proper time in the home meetings. Hence, we must all learn how to prepare food and give it to the new ones. Just like when I went to Murphy, his home, he has three kids. I found out that they need to prepare different kind of food because he has a daughter which is like 2-3 years old, right? She may need a kind of more soft food for the little child. But the grown-up child need more solid food, is it right?
Right.
So in a meeting, we cannot prepare solid food and also milk. Right? Only one dishes.
Yeah.
Is it right? But in the home meeting, we can meet the need of people according to their need.
Yeah.
Is it right? Okay, next one. The prospect of the new way being endless. Amen. The result of knocking on door and laboring on the home meeting are endless. So far, it seems that the home meeting are not so fruitful as door knocking. But this is a wrong concept. In the near future, we will see that the effectiveness of the home meeting far exceeds that of door knocking. So the best way, go to visit your friend's home, neighbor's home. Okay, later I will show you. When we labor on a home, we gain a home. This will continue like a link in a chain and be powerful. However, it all depends on how we labor. One time, I served in one village in Taiwan, and I spent 10 months in order to save one of the husband, and that husband got saved. And he worked in a big factory. So after I nourished him for a year, continued at home meeting for a whole year, I asked him, brother, do you have any friend that you have burden for? Bring me to their home. Let them preach the gospel to them. So next week, we prayed together. He brought me to his colleague's home. Then since that time, I went with him every week, went to their home, visit them. And after that, because of the service, I moved to Taipei. But our brother, that new brother, I baptized him. He continued to go. And one day he gave me the testimony. After 1 year, not only that home all got baptized, eventually they also have another friend. Eventually 8 people got baptized. They began a new group meeting. Praise the Lord. If we go to the homes, right, to have home meeting, that this kind of labor really powerful. Next one. Therefore, we have to endeavor to raise up this new believer one by one.
Amen.
Amen. This depends altogether on the home meeting. How the home meeting are conducted is one of the ultimate secret to the success of the new way. If the new way wants to success, it does not depend on B meeting. We like to carry out like new believer B meeting. Everything B. But the success depends on what? Home meeting. From house to house. Okay. We knock on the door, bring people to salvation, and baptize them. Yet doing all this is not the conclusion. Therefore, knocking on door to bring people to salvation is not the conclusion. Don't say that. I'm done. I already saved one. I bear fruit. It's done. No. Is that fruit remain? Depends on the home meeting. We still need to ensure that the fruit we bear remain. Next one. This is a test with two aspects. On one hand, we bring many people to salvation. But on the other hand, we must face the issue of whether or not these people will remain. We can say that we have won the battle of bringing people to salvation. However, this victory still needs a confirmation, conclusion. This confirmation, conclusion depends on the whole meeting, on whether or not the fruit given from the door knocking is living and remaining. It all depends on the whole meeting. Next one. Setting our whole meeting as a covering and protection to the new ones. This is the function of the whole meeting. Once a person is baptized, we should immediately arrange a whole meeting for him. As soon as the whole meeting is started, this newly baptized one will have a safeguard, covering, and protection. The modern medical technology in America is very advanced. A baby born prematurely can still grow properly after he's delivered. This is because as soon as the baby is born, he's put into the incubator. The incubator becomes his way to survive. Our whole meeting are the incubator for the new ones. Amen. Next one. Raising up the new believers. Since I came to the Lord's recovery in 1932, I have been bothered by the small attendance in the meeting. Are you bothered by that? We sometimes say, oh, it's okay. Yeah, I never understood the reason for this lack. For the past 5 years, I have set myself to study the problem thoroughly. By the Lord's mercy, I found out that the biggest reason we do not have large number in our meeting is that we are lacking in proper raising up of the new believers. We have had the meeting. We have had the work. And all the co-workers have been diligently and faithfully in their labor. Yet, we have not seen much fruit. Many people have come, and very few have remained. Is it our situation? I think so. So, next one. I am very burdened. Are you burdened? Say amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Concerning the new way, nearly every day I have considered the item of God's ordained way. And the more I consider, the more I realize we should be trained to take care of the new ones in the same way that the mother and the father raise their own children. The work of taking care of the new ones must be a work of raising our children. We should not bring forth children and send them to others to be raised. The little ones should be directly under their mother's care. This makes a big difference. Amen. Next one. Okay, I stop here. Something go further. But I just have burden. Brother and sister, first we need to come to the Lord. Amen. Right? Enter within the veil. Amen. Oh Lord. Then what is the next step? Not just for us to enjoy God himself. We need to go outside the camp to supply and meet the need of the people. Amen. So may the Lord encourage us. So in order to carry out God's way, we need to have vital groups. We need companions, right? I really encourage the husband and wife every day pray together.
Amen.
You become the best companion, but you still need others. Because sometimes when we quarrel, then companionship, temporary break. It happens often. But praise the Lord. We still need the third one to join us. So to unite us together. Right? Although two-four core is not easy to be broken. It's better to have three. Yeah. Four. The best is four. Why say four? Four living creatures. That is the best way. Okay. So may the Lord strengthen us. And then we should come to the Lord in a diligent way. Be filled with the heavenly riches. Then we are able to go out to contact
Amen.
People. Brother Caesar, do you have friends?
Yes.
Do you have colleagues?
Yes.
Do you have neighbors?
Yes.
After 20 years, no neighbor got saved. This is our fault. Mm-hmm. Is it right?
Yes.
God always say, love your neighbor.
Amen.
Love your neighbor. Right? Recently we have a Golden Way training by Brother Paul Han in Mexico. He emphasized this point. Love your neighbor. We need to care for them, love them with God's love, so that maybe one of them can be brought into God's salvation and church life. May the Lord bless all the testimony and churches in Netherlands. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It is not by human encouragement. I have no this kind of power. But however, may the Lord speak to your, speaking us,
Amen.
Speak to ourselves. We just open our heart and pray to the Lord. May the Lord burden us. Find our companions. Pray together so that we can build out together and go out together. Even, you know, you just get one fruit a year. But praise the Lord. After 5 years, you can definitely see the increase in the church. May the Lord bless all of you. Amen.